we'd like to say hello. Welcome to our radio show. You are tuned in to Trigger Happy Memories. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. We are broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to the internet for we are able to reach people coast to coast and even further. Pretty cool stuff. Ed, are you paying attention?
I'm listening.
You're listening? Okay, good.
I'm listening.
My name is Mike Murtha, and right next to me is the talented multitasker, Eddie Schmidt. He's got his guitar, steel guitar, and we are ready to play some music. Each show, we feature a guest, and tonight we've got Kevin Snyder from Chautauqua, Wisconsin. He will share some music with us and a few great stories, so sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. Let's trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's get going. Again, we want to say hello to everybody. You're tuned in to Trigger Happy Memories. We're doing a new show once again. It's the last Thursday of the month, which has been our tradition for over 8 years. Eddie, we've been doing this, and how you doing?
Good. 8 years you roped me into doing this.
Yes. When I told you this idea, you said, oh boy, what are we getting into now? And 8 years later, we're still here. So that's...
I think the folks enjoy it. So
I hope so. Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing this. But, yeah, we got Kevin Snyder tonight with us. We're going to talk to him just in a minute or two. But you were in Canada doing some fishing recently here, was it?
Yep. Went up with a good friend, Doug Gorton, and we went fishing with three other guys. There was five of us, and came home with our limit of walleye, and I got a 34-inch pike while I was up there, and all came home with 10... really nice big crappies.
Oh, nice.
13 and 14 inch crappies. So
good. Yeah.
But it's all about fishing up there.
Yeah.
Fish, yeah. Work and sleep, and it's about it.
Oh,
so
man. And we got a gig coming up locally here. We're going to be in Deer Park this Saturday night. Did you remember that or not?
Yeah, I did.
Is that on your schedule?
Kerry Dean was talking about it this morning when him and the realtors came in to talk to Dave Corbett on the morning show. Mm-hmm. And Kerry was talking, reminding everybody that we were going to be there Saturday from 8 to 11.
Yes. They have fireworks at 10, and we'll come back and do a little music after that, too. So,
yep.
Yeah, we did that for years, and then we kind of got away from there, and they asked us to come back again. So and we used to do the fire hall in Deer Park for 20-some
years.
Yes. So I talked to Eric Satterlin, who... he was our sound man years ago when we were doing things with Dave Dudley. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But I talked to Eric, spent some time with him this week, and you helped him out in their band once in a while.
Yep.
Freeway Jam.
Freeway Jam, yeah. We got, I think, just one job, this playing up at the Pine City Fair in August. So.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and we can share some Dave Dudley memories as we go through the evening here. Kevin is going to do a Dave Dudley song, I think, here, so... But anyhow, with that, we're going to say hello to Kevin. So how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time to come over here. And
thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Well, we met through mutual friends, Brent Ackley from Boondoggle, and his sister Dawn. They were here a couple months ago. And Brent said, you should get a hold of this Kevin. You'll have fun with him with some music. So we did.
Well, Brent's a good guy, and hopefully it doesn't backfire on him.
No, I don't think so. No, he's a good guy. He's a very busy man. He's got a nice business going and playing music and lots of projects all the time. But you grew up in Eau Claire area and then ended up moving over this way. Can you tell us a little bit of your of your geography?
Yeah, my wife and I were both born and raised in Eau Claire, graduated from North High School back just before the turn of the century, and my work took me to the Twin Cities, and so we basically raised our kids in Hudson and commuted back and forth to the Twin Cities for work. And by the time we were empty nesters, we were ready to get even further away from the Twin Cities than Hudson, so we moved to Chautauqua. So we've still got roots in Eau Claire with one of the sons and a lot of family there, but Chautauqua's kind of where we want to hang out these days.
Well, nice, yeah. And how did you get started with music? We ask everybody this, and everyone has got different stories, motivated by different things, but what's your story, Kevin?
Well, as the name of the show suggests, triggers a lot of happy memories about music. My dad was a Johnny Cash fan, big time, and I remember some sort of gift occasion, he got the Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison album, and my mother would make him listen to it in the basement in my older brother's bedroom, because she was worried about rough language, and I thought, well, if it's got anything to do with Johnny Cash, I want to hear what the language is.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'd sneak down in the furnace room and listen to him through the thin sheet of paneling while he would play the whole album, and it just amazed me, you know, especially one of the stories toward the end of the record where I think the last song on the album is a song that was written by an inmate there named Glenn Shirley.
Okay.
And it's called The Greystone Chapel. And when Glenn got out of prison, it actually spurred a minor music career for him, but I remember as a kid just being fascinated by that type of thing.
Sure.
And then years went by, and my mother actually got us tickets to see Johnny Cash when he played in Eau Claire. And my little sister and I and my mom and dad went, and it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
It certainly made me a lifelong fan.
And you took guitar lessons at a young age then, too, in your high school? Or
I did when I was probably around 12 years old, 12, 13
sure.
years old. I thought that's something that I should learn to do, and I wish I could have retained everything that I learned in those lessons, because my guitar spent probably the next 40 years under my bed. So.
And they don't play by themselves.
They certainly don't.
No.
You don't get better just having one.
Yeah. We'll come back with some more of those stories, but let's have you sing a song there, Kevin.
Okay. Can I start out with my very favorite song of all time?
Sure.
Speaking of Dave Dudley.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh down that east coast. Got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. But there ain't been a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed up a Jimmy and a White. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home. Like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have other women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I know I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the ICC is checking on down tonight. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke is blowing black as coal. Now my hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Very nice. That's Kevin Snyder from Shatec as our guest here tonight. Kevin, nice job.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the accompaniment.
Oh, yeah. That was Eddie Schmidt playing that guitar. I taught him that, you know.
No, I heard rumor that Dave Dudley taught him that.
Yes. Well, we played with Dave Dudley for about 3 years, 2000 to 2003.
Yeah.
That was an experience. We really had a lot of fun. He was a nice guy, and he was very good to us. I still remember the first time we performed with him. My brother John was in the group with us, and John and I, someone in the audience said, we never took our eyes off of him, kind of looking at his side or his back. We just stared at him for like an hour and a half. It's like, that's Dave Dudley. You know? We were just starstruck by him. And he was so down to earth, just a really good guy. But anyhow, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're glad to be back in the studio once again, talking to Kevin Snyder. Some of the things, now did your parents ever play music at all, or your siblings, or...
My dad played harmonica, and he actually wasn't too bad at it, but he wouldn't take it out nearly often enough. You know, you had to, it took a lot of provocation to get him to pull his harmonica out. But he was enjoyable to listen to when he had it out. But
probably something he enjoyed.
Yeah, and I think my older brother took some lessons, and that kind of inspired me too.
Sure. But. Yeah, well, nice. Did you want to... Let's say you do another song. You started telling about when you went to Eau Claire and you were, what, I think 12 years old going to see a Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to tell that story?
I sure do. I'm dying to.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
So my mom got 4 tickets and you know, back in the day, pre-mid 70s, it was probably, what, 12 bucks a head or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
But she got really, really good seats and they were, I'd say within a dozen rows of the stage, and he got to sing in Boy Named Sue, and he edited out his curse word in there, and he pointed at me and he said, "You're too little to hear that word." And, and I thought, you know, talk about being starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
Being struck by lightning. You know?
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
So I told that story so many times. My wife, who's sitting out there outside the studio, said, "Well, why don't you just write a song about it?" So, and with her help, I think we had a song in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. So,
oh, I know,
and that was a few years ago.
Sure. Well, we want to hear the song.
All righty, here we go. This is the night that Johnny Cash spoke to me.
All right, key A.
E. It was 1974, I do believe, on a night that's burned into my memory. I know I won't forget, I talk about it yet, that night when Johnny Cash spoke to me. My mother had 4 tickets to the show. Me and my little sister got to go. Just us and Mom and Dad, the most fun I'd ever had, all because Johnny Cash spoke to me. My older brothers were too slow on the draw, or else they were out running from the law. They didn't get to hear, they never got to see, that show where Johnny Cash spoke to me. Carter family added harmony that that night when Johnny Cash spoke to me. Then a boy named Sue was ringing loud and clear, kicking and gouging in the mud, the blood and the beer. But instead of saying S.O.B., I could clearly see old Johnny Cash was pointing right at me. And he smiled and he said, "You're too little to hear that word." I was too young to hear those words I'd never heard. But I was flying high like lightning in the sky, all because Johnny Cash spoke. I'm sure at every show there was a kid who got pointed at and talked to like I did. And they weren't the most profound words in history. I don't care, Johnny Cash spoke to me. No, they weren't the most profound words in history, but what the hell, Johnny Cash spoke to me. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff, yes. I can see why you became a country music fan at a young age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Had no choice.
No. And you it said that when you were growing up, your buddies were listening to, what, AC/DC and all kinds of crazy music, and you were like, no, I like Merle Haggard, and
yep.
I like Marty, and Johnny Cash, and Buck Owens. And
I think I told you I bought two tickets to go see Ernest Tubb at the Memorial High School.
Yeah.
And I could not give away the other
the
seat.
One.
But I sat there and I enjoyed it, I'll tell you what.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you do.
So did you end up going by yourself?
Or? I did.
Okay.
Did you get teased the next day?
A little bit. But,
yeah, that's,
you know,
okay.
I'm not ashamed.
No.
Shortly after that, Ernest Tubb passed, so I was glad I did what I did.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'm sure Bob Zonk probably took in a few Ernest Tubb shows, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh.
A couple of them, yeah. Sure. Yeah, good stuff. But anyhow, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're in Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 WPCA Radio, and we're having some fun. We got Kevin Snyder from Shetek here with us. Kevin, you do a little bit of music around, is it the VFWs or some of those kind of places?
I love playing any VFW that I can get a gig at, but I play a lot of the bars and restaurants around the Shetek area. There's quite a few of them, and for some reason, after a few years now, they're still putting up with me and paying me to show up, so I much appreciate that, and shout out to all of you bar owners that are giving me something to do on a Saturday night.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, and you took quite a gap between playing as a lessons at age 12, and it was into your, what, 50s you started playing?
Yeah, in my 50s, I started actually going out and playing in front of people at the encouragement of some of my friends, you know, open mics and bluegrass jams and things like that, and that was a huge, you know, learning experience.
Sure.
For me, all those, because you're always learning something from the guy next to you. And it really kind of was the icing on the cake from the what I could remember my lessons as a kid, you know.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and same with us as kids. We were playing with your mom and dad, and we learned it through the test, learned it the hard way. But, we still doing it. But, and you had a bass player that was with you for a while, a gal, was it?
Yeah.
Played upright bass?
Julie Kittleson. She's originally from Barron and lives up in Spooner, and she had a sound system, and she was one of the people that kind of encouraged me to get in front of people. So help us some other friends that made connections. We got our first gig, and we played together for quite a while, and we still get together and gig now and then.
Sure. Well, nice. Yeah. Okay.
It's always nice when somebody else has got the PA.
Yeah. And if they own the truck, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think our guest from last month was Charlie Euland. Was he the one that said that he had a truck, so that's why he got invited into one of the bands or something? He could carry the PA. But Eddie, do you want to do you got a Porter Wagoner song you're going to do, isn't it?
Sure.
So
yeah.
What do you?
This one's an old standard that when Scott Nash was playing with us, and then he used to talk that one part, didn't he?
That's right.
As Walter Brennan, was
right.
It?
Yep.
No,
can you do that tonight?
No. No. Scott's the one that's got to do that. Okay. But here's the greeny green grass at home. We always like to announce the songs because halfway through it, if they don't know what we're doing,
sometimes they don't recognize. We've butchered a lot of songs, and they're like, "What song were they doing?" Oh, so we announce the songs ahead of time.
Yep. This is in the key of G for those of the folks that are out playing with us out at home. The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the lane up, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Friends that listen to us regularly from Montana.
Yeah.
Saw him last Tuesday night where we were playing with Rex up at the in Luck for Music in the Park, and here was Jim and Kathy.
Really?
Come walking up, and nice. I forgot he had asked me he was going to be home that week to see his folks or whatever, so that was pretty cool to see them.
Nice. So nice surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone, I guess it was last winter here now, but his sister Ruth is where we were. We got together with her and her husband Jay out in Arizona last winter. So,
okay.
Yeah, fun times. Again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we've got Kevin Snyder with us. Eddie, I would like to throw some Andy Griffith stuff at you. Do you remember an actress?
What are you saying? I watch a lot of Andy Griffith? Are you talking to my wife again?
The only one that watches more than you is maybe me. I don't know. My wife says, how can you keep watching that same? I don't know. I just. But. Ramona, can you tell me, I'll guess my little clue, who was Ramona on that show?
That was Ernest T. Bass's girlfriend that he was when I think that was when they went to that party. How do you do, Mrs. Wiley?
Yes, yes.
And I think she was at that party, and before you knew it, he was outside with Ramona.
You're right. That's you got it. That's probably one of my favorite episodes. Remember when Barney was trying to show him how you enter a room?
Yeah. How many people? Formal, informal?
Yeah, yeah. I can't hear him. Anyhow, the actress that did that, that played that part, it was Jackie Joseph was her name, and she was married to Ken Berry. And Ken Berry was later in the show. It was Mayberry RFD.
Oh, okay.
And he was on F Troop, but that was his wife. And it was the only appearance that she made on the Andy Griffith Show. She was on Gomer Pyle, USMC, a few times.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was interesting. She got on that show before Ken Berry did, you know.
And actually, Ernest T. Bass, he was actually, he directed quite a few of the Andy Griffith episodes.
And I think he co-wrote some of the stories. Okay. I know we had something to do with it.
I saw him as director.
Yeah. Anyhow, Kevin, can you do another song here for us? We didn't mean to leave you out of the...
That's quite all right. Yes, I certainly can. Another one of my favorite songs, and there's some trivia associated with this. This song we didn't go over. I mentioned it in our little pre-show meeting, but this song was written by J.P. Richardson, which you may remember as the Big Bopper.
Oh, sure.
I've never found a recording of him doing this song. The one I do is kind of goes after Sonny James, but it's his version of Running Bear.
Oh, sure.
Key of G. On the banks of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, cause the river was too wide, he couldn't reach his little white dove waiting on the other side. But in the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting for her Indian braid. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Take it, Ed. Couldn't die. One more time.
Kevin Snyder.
Be nice.
Thank you.
Be nice to that Martin guitar. Oh, that's a good song. You said the Big Bopper wrote that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've searched the internet to try to find a recording of him doing it.
Yeah,
but,
can't find it.
If anybody's out there, drop a card or a letter to the station. Let us know.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool song, yeah. I might try one here, Eddie.
Okay. This other thing you're going to throw at me like the 8 years of doing this show?
Yeah, we've never done this song before, but we're going to try it. So just to warn you, this is live radio, so anything can happen. But I told Eddie, I got something a little different I'm going to throw at you tonight. He goes, why would that be any different than any other show you do? This song is by David Gates, by Bread. Is they with David Gates and Bread, so let's see if I can do this. Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be blinded on rainbows, baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. If you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we can make it, girl. No, you don't know me well. Every little thing, only time will tell. You believe the things that I do, we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. If I choose to be the one to help me through, with you, I really think that we can make it, girl. Eddie, can you do one?
With a train record, nothing on that.
And you never played that melody before, have you?
No.
No. Well, you did it. You did it just fine. Very, very nice. That's a great song. That actually, I should have dedicated it to my wife. She told me that after I learned it, she said, when I was in high school, that was one of my favorite songs. So, well, so Debbie, that one was for you. So, anyhow, we're getting back to some other stories here. Kevin, did you ever play high school band at all?
I didn't.
No?
No. High school, I worked a lot, so I took all the slough classes I could. And one of them was actually, one of the music teachers did a little basic guitar class.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I'll take that as a refresher course.
Sure.
And you know, I think I passed, but again, I didn't retain much. So.
Well, you're here now with us.
Fine. Yeah. You do fine.
Very good. And probably you weren't in choir either, I suppose, huh?
No, I wasn't in choir.
When did you discover that you could sing?
Yes. Oh. You see the sign language coming from the other room there. My wife was on me about that quite a bit, and other people didn't like leave the room when I tried singing, so I thought, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah,
so. I sure would like to hear about some of these cars you got, too, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I helped Linda's dad get a car out of a dirt floor garage on Garden Street in Eau Claire back in 1990, I think. It was a 1955 Plymouth two-door sedan. It had 12,000 miles on it at the time. Oh. And last license plate was 68. Mm. And the motor was stuck and the clutch was froze up, but we managed to drag it to his house out in the town of Seymour in Eau Claire, and he got everything going on it and got it running like a top, and when he got tired of it, I forced him to sell it to me. I can't sell a car to relatives. Like, well, yeah, you can. I said I had dibs on this when we got it out of that other garage.
Sure.
So anyway, I ended up with that, and that was in 98, I think, when we got that.
Okay. It had probably had the flathead six in it? It
had a flathead six, three on the column.
Yep.
Everything was an option that did not come on this car, including the oil filter. but yeah, now it's got 23,000 miles on it, done some minor things to it, but yeah, it's a nice solid car, straight, still looks good.
Is it pretty well stock? I mean, you didn't change a lot of things? Nice.
And it's still got a good finish on it from the factory. And
wow.
Kind of a hideous green interior, but you know that it's original because it's not a color that they make anymore.
Sure. So. And, you know, those cars that were just left alone, and if they got a few dings in them, so what? Those are getting more attention than anything right now.
More so than a fully restored vehicle.
Right.
And I also have a 47 Ford one-ton dump truck.
Oh, boy.
It was a little grain truck that came. I got it on an online auction, and the original lettering on the door said something about East Chicago, Illinois. Mm. So I don't know if you had a little route delivering grain to, I suppose there were still horses in town, you know, whatever. But so that's all fully restored and sitting in the garage.
Nice, yeah.
Great.
We're going to say hello to some folks in a few minutes, but let's have you sing a song first here, Kevin.
Okay. Can I do another original?
Yeah, please do that, yes.
So this is one I wrote for my wife quite a long time ago, and it never really left the fire pit in the yard. And now when she tends a gig of mine, I'll sing it to her. And she used to get really, like, teared up over it. Now she just rolls her eyes. So.
Like she's doing right now.
This could be my last chance to prove that we could be in love. So let me show you how much I love you, and you could show me you love me too. Come over here and whisper in my ear, and we could be in love.
Go ahead, Ed.
Why do you have to keep me waiting for you? It's so frustrating. Why do we have to be apart when we could be in love? So let me show you how much I love you, and you can show me you love me too. Come over here and whisper in my ear, and we could be in love. Come over here and stick your tongue in my ear. On the way, would you grab me a beer? Be my darling and I'll be your dear, and we could be in love. Now we just call Linda's song. So thank you.
Yeah. Kind of a Jamaican feel to it.
It kind of does, especially especially with the way Ed was working on the steel.
Yeah, so, well, nice. We're going to take a little time and say hello and make sure you've got some people in mind there too, Kevin. But first of all, I'm going to say hello to my wife, Debbie, and Tom and Connie Bow. They're from over by Becker, Minnesota, Clear Lake, Minnesota, St. Cloud area. We spend winters with them in Arizona. You met those folks.
Okay.
We sang in church with him, yeah. Ruth and Jay from Scottsdale, Arizona, or maybe Minnesota this time of the year. Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas. Tom Klinger, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Judith Hansen, Jorgensen from River Falls area. Jim Bjorkman, you mentioned him earlier, Eddie. He lives out in Sunburst, Montana. He said the frost is just about out. He's real close to the Canadian border. It's just starting to thaw out there right now. But
he brought a hat back for Greg from Rex Cactus and from the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, and Putz, I had breakfast with Putz and Julie this morning, and Dan and Beth, Renee Butler, Gary McIntyre. Did you know Gary celebrating his 80th birthday today?
Jay, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Gary. You bet. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota, Teresa from Turtle Lake area, Gary Lubick, and Scott Nash. Eddie, you got a few there?
Yep. Just to say hi to my wife, Joanne, and cousin Charlie in the truck, Alan Ann, our neighbors, and all their family, Tad Late and his wife, and Darlene and the boys. I got to say hi to Jim, to Brian Jevning, retired back in 2000, but 2020, and I still get an email, and he's listening all the time. So I got to say hi to Brian, and you said Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Tom Kramer, and the Seawell family, and that's all I got.
Oh, okay. Our lists are getting longer, which is a good thing, but we hope we don't leave somebody out. But Kevin?
Well, I don't really have a list prepared. My wife's sitting there, hi, honey, and any of my Facebook friends that follow me, click the link on my post from earlier today, and you'll be able to find the show by and by. And I want to, I suppose, say hello to my 91-year-old mother and her husband, who I will force to listen to this show. And my sister in Texas, who was at the Johnny Cash concert with me when I was 12, Denise Cotter.
Hey, we better say hello to Brent.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Brent, thanks for making the connection.
Yeah. So
I'll get even with you later.
Okay, we're going to move on. You had a patriotic song? Yeah. You do what you want to do. Whatever you got in mind.
We could do that. I when I'm gigging, I typically like to send out a thank you to any veterans or active duty service members. I myself was not in the service, but I sure appreciate the sacrifice that them and their families have made. So
absolutely, yes.
Prior to one 4th of July gig that Julie and I did, she said, here, learn this song by tomorrow. Well, I'd heard it already, of course, so I was familiar with it. But this is the Green Beret, Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler. Was released back in the deep, dark depths of the Vietnam War, and I think at the time it was a pretty welcome thing for a lot of people to hear.
Absolutely.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight both night and day, courage deep from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 in the Green Beret. wife waits. Her green beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her his last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win green beret one more time. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win green beret.
Oh, that's a good song.
Thank you, and thank you, veterans.
Yes, yes, for sure. Speaking of that, I didn't serve either, but I was invited to be a part of the Sons of the American Legion. My dad was a World War II vet, and they started a chapter in Hammond. My brother Joe and I joined, and my sons joined as well. And I actually have marched in a parade with them. I did the Memorial Day service. They got me a uniform, and I said, I feel really out of place because I didn't serve, and you guys did. And they said, no, it's honoring your dad, and we need the help. You know, they need people just to do things. So I've been doing a little bit of that. There's maybe a chapter up your way too, Kevin. I don't know, but
could be
if you're if you're eligible. Yeah. So we're gonna save time for a song. You're gonna end up with a nice gospel song here, and we've got a little bit of time left. But you mentioned you are doing some playing up in the Barron Chetek area. Do you want to tell us a few of those dates? Or
sure. I know not too good at remembering my calendar, but I know this Saturday from 1 to 5, I'm playing at Pokegama Lakeside Cantina. A wonderful outdoor venue and indoor. They've added some garage doors and stuff like that. I play at, if you guys want to look at my Facebook page, Kevin B. Snyder. I usually post things a few days ahead of each gig, but I play quite a bit around the Funny Farm, a beer bar outside of Chetek, Foss Bites in downtown Chetek, Phil's in downtown Chetek. Buck and Beams, which is right outside of Cameron. So,
okay.
Again, feel free to hop on my Facebook page if you want to subject yourself to more of what you're going through now.
Right. Very nice, yeah. And we're going to be playing, we mentioned earlier, in Deer Park on Saturday night.
8 to 11.
8 to 11. We got a private party on Sunday, and you're all invited to that. No, don't bring a thing.
Bill Klopp is going to slap you.
Yep, don't bring a thing, folks. We got all kinds of food, and no, I better not say that. Anyhow, we're going to throw in. How much time we got here, Bob? We want to.
6 minutes.
Okay, well, let's do this one, Kevin. You mentioned this is a song that you. You tell the story.
Yeah, it's my favorite, very favorite gospel song, and it's a Hank Williams song, so that puts it even higher up the ladder. And I try to close out every gig, regardless of where I'm playing, with a gospel tune. And this is one of them that I lean pretty heavy on. So
yeah.
Try to get the people in the bar to sing along with, and a lot of times I can make it happen. I was downhearted, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like the blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, let God give back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
side. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the
Kevin Snyder here.
It's kind of funny when we were talking earlier and you were talking about these two guys you saw playing over at the barn over there. And we ended up didn't realize that you were talking about Ethan. And
yeah, oh, yeah.
Said, yeah. That's my kid.
A very small world. Don't try to get away with anything.
Yeah, them knuckleheads are getting to be quite a duo over there.
Yep, I see their names a lot.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to wind down today. Something else you need to mention here, Eddie? Or
no, just the stuff we got coming up between Deer Park this Saturday, and then we're going to be in New Richmond.
Sure, that's right.
On a Wednesday night.
We'll be in New Richmond on July 13th at the American Legion for the during their celebration.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, it's 2 to 5, and then I think we're in Prairie Farm the next morning, aren't we?
That sounds right, yeah. I think that's the 15th, isn't
it? Yeah, 14th or 15th.
9 o'clock start at that church.
At the church, outdoor church service, yeah. So we're going to have to say goodnight, but thank you so much, Kevin Snyder, and we're glad you came down and joined us with this crazy show that we've been doing. And
thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you bet, yeah. So everybody take care, and we'll be back on next Thursday night with one of our rebroadcasts. So take care.
Thank you.